KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Officials with RAGBRAI had reported Monday that a white Trek brand bike was stolen or missing Sunday in Atlantic from an event participant. A picture of the bike was posted on the RAGBRAI Facebook page and shared on our social media posts. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson told KJAN News Monday evening that they did pick up a white bike with a RAGBRAI sticker on the back, but at the time he wasn't sure what the brand name was. Erickson said he was going to take a closer look at the bike this morning and contact RAGBRAI officials with the information. The owner of the missing or stolen bike had a backup bicycle and had continued on to Winterset Monday. Cass County Health System spokesperson Ann McCurdy reports that between the CCMH Emergency Department and the First Aid Station, about 25 RAGBRAI participants were treated for injuries or health issues during their ride through Cass County and here in Atlantic. While no specific information was, of course, released due to HIPAA rules, we can tell you that two older adult males suffered injuries during their falls from bikes in Atlantic and Marnie on Sunday, and one person was injured during a fall on 7th Street near South Highway 71 in the Walmart area at around 8 a.m. on Monday. And Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson told KJAN News there were no major issues other than the man who was arrested for OWI Sunday morning after his vehicle crashed into a RAGBRAI participant's camper at 8th and Chestnut Streets, and the three in-town injuries we mentioned as well. An accident at around 1:35 a.m. Saturday in Griswold resulted in the arrest of a man from Lewis. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 18-year-old Nicholas James Friend was driving a 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup near 16958 525th Street when the truck crashed into two power poles, causing major damage to the utility lines. Friend fled the area but was located and stopped at Highway 48 and Osage Road in Cass County. Authorities say he showed signs of being impaired and failed three of four consented field sobriety tests. He was arrested for OWI first offense and cited for failure to maintain control as well as leaving the scene of a property damage accident. At around 4 a.m. Saturday, 31-year-old Hunter James Carruthers was arrested in Pottawatomie County. He was pulled over for having a burned-out registration plate light and subsequently arrested for OWI second offense. And at around 11:45 p.m. on Sunday, 23-year-old Chase Hunter Cool was arrested after deputies were notified of a fight in progress at West Fair. Cool was taken into custody for assault with intent to inflict pain or injury. His victim was a 24-year-old male. Authorities say the remains of a Western Iowa man who was reported missing in 2009 were found this year inside of a closed supermarket where he'd worked. Council Bluffs Police Department said Monday the man was identified through DNA analysis as 25-year-old Larry Murillo Moncada. Police said the Council Bluffs man fell into an approximately 18-inch gap between the back of a cooler and a wall at the No Frills supermarket. Former employees say it was common for workers to be in the storage area above the coolers. Police say his parents reported him missing November 28, 2009. They say he'd become upset and ran from their home. That store closed in 2016, and the remains were found just this past January. Police in Red Oak Monday night arrested a woman on a warrant. 21-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. on a Taylor County warrant, charging her with simple assault. Giroux was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And police in Red Oak, who were called to the Fairway store there at around 5:15 p.m. Monday, ended up arresting 32-year-old Benjamin William Harabic of Red Oak on simple misdemeanor charges. Harabic was taken into custody for theft in the fifth degree and public intoxication. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Produce growers who want to get their water tested can do so for free thanks to an effort by the produce safety team at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, which is providing five drop-off dates and locations across the state. Local producers are reminded that the final drop-off date scheduled in southwest Iowa is today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Orscheland Farm and Home parking lot in Atlantic. With testing kits can be picked up at the Cass County Extension office from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, some producers are required to have their water tested depending on the size of their operation and the source of water in order to comply with the Federal Food Safety Modernization Act, while others may wish to test their water to be precautious in case there are any issues. Since testing is limited in rural areas, ISU Extension and Outreach is sending test cups to county extension offices and farmers markets across the state. Producers should use one cup per water source and can submit multiple cups if they have multiple water sources. Producers must follow all collection directions, being sure to mark the time on each sterile cup and delivering the cup to the drop-off location within 3 hours of the sample collected. Members of the on-farm produce safety team will receive the samples at the drop-off locations and return them to the ISU lab in Ames. Testing and results will be completed in about a week's time. Growers who use public and municipal water do not need to do the test, and you do not need to belong to a farmer's market to drop off the samples. Growers from any county are welcome to use the service. The three-hour delivery of collected samples is critical, and for more information, you can visit the on-farm produce safety on team online or call 515-294-6773. In our funeral announcements, Eileen Eleanor Pauly, age 76, of Panama, died Saturday at the Murdoch Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Eileen Pauly will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kevin Funk, age 47, of Greenfield, died July 16th. Funeral services for Kevin Funk will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Belda Marie Groover, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday at Adel Acres. A celebration of life service for Belda Groover will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Mary Lois Simmons Carlisle, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Carlisle will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Norma Johnson, age 95, of Greenfield, died January 11th at her son's home in Missouri. Memorial graveside services for Norma Johnson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Kim Rudolph, age 58, of Hamlin, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and a private celebration of life for Kim Rudolph will take place at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.